and ensures that whatever interpretation one chooses accommodates the existence of an intelligent designer, namely, reality itself. In light of the CTMU, this is now a matter more of logic than of taste. In any case, it should be clear that the CTMU yields new ways of looking at both evolution and teleology. Just as it is distinguished from other theories of cosmic evolution by its level of self-containment, particularly with regard to its preference for self-determinacy rather than external determinacy or indeterminacy, so for its approach to biological evolution. Unlike other theories, the CTMU places evolutionary biology squarely in the context of a fundamental, self-contained model of reality, thus furnishing it with an explanation and foundation of its own instead of irresponsibly passing the explanatory buck to some future reduction, instead of counting it sufficient to model its evolutionary implications in the biological world. The CTMU establishes model theoretic symmetry by providing a seamless blend of theory and universe in which the biological world can itself be modeled by physical embedment. This alone entitles it to a place in the evolutionary debate. Acknowledgements. The author wishes to thank Gina Lynn Losasso for creating the diagrams that appear in this paper and for many stimulating discussions and feedback regarding the presentation of this work. Many thanks are also in order for a number of individuals who have supported and followed my work and contributed stimulating questions that helped me to explicate the CTMU in its current level of detail. These include, among others, Robert North Seitz, John Chapman, Angelo Della Sierra, Mike Doyle, Philip Hopp, Quinn Tyler Jackson, Evangelos Katsiolis, Paul Kisak, and Anthony Nolan. Copyright 2002, Christopher Michael Langan.